There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
Supported by the Heritage Lottery Fund, the past 3 years has seen many of the pupils undertaking their own projects, from artwork to a play and even a computerised Lego tank. Jackie Stewart is the principal of Downshire School.
We were involved 3 years ago with the tank. We got a visit to Dunmore Army Barracks to see the tank in its original state, and it was a sorry sight, I have to say.
As a school trip?
We were invited up by the North Irish Horse Regiment because we had agreed to become involved in the project. So the young people got a chance to see all of the army vehicles, got the tank, and then they came back to school completely enthused, started to look up the history of it, and they decided to build the full-size cardboard replica of the tank. And from that, it went into English lessons, it went into history lessons. We had a play in school based on the war, largely because of the tank project. And we've also developed an education programme where we've developed resources that are going to be used by the council for visitors to the tank. And we trialled those with Eden Primary School, and we now have a Lego Mindstorm, so we'll be doing a project link with primaries on that too.
I'm looking forward to seeing that a little bit later on.
Yes.
And the demonstration that's going to be happening. In a decade of centenaries, how important is this particular project and indeed educating the children of today in military history?
I think it's very important. We obviously study the war in GCSE history. We look at it in year 10 as well. But I think something like this really localises everything. It makes people aware of their local heritage and how people from this town would have gone off to fight in the war and how this tank would have been built in Carrickfergus. So all of those centenaries that they see being celebrated start to mean something to them because they're living the history now.
The North Irish Horse played a major part in both world wars, especially in World War II, seeing action in both the North African and Italian campaigns. The regiment were also equipped with the Churchill. Honorary Colonel of the North Irish Horse, Danny Kinahan, MP.
It's particularly uncomfortable to be in, and for people to realise that that is actually what you went and fought and lived in, whether it's really hot or really cold, and you've got to get on with the other three or four people in it. It shows you a whole lot, and then move that to actually building it here.
How important is it, do you think, to educate the youngsters of today? Because obviously they've been very enthusiastic with various projects here at the school as well. How important is it to keep them away from their iPads and get out and get involved in projects like this?
I think it's a mixture of both, having been involved in education here a bit, to get them to see the real thing and to realise what goes with it and the history that their grandfathers and their would have been involved with, so that there's some pride and actually in seeing something made and how it's constructed, because this school here actually made one out of cardboard, full size, which is fantastic, but it's building all that through. But then at the same time they can go and find tank games on their iPads and on others and actually realise that real life and there is a similarity. But it does get them out of that trap.
Alex Montgomery and Bethan White were the musical stars of the day.
It's very nerve-wracking, especially in front of a crowd.
You're here today for a very special reason, because you were part of the original project, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And how many people, if I can ask you, Alex, how many people were involved in the project back then? And there's only two of you left now. How many were there originally?
Originally, there was... Was there seven of us, yeah, and they've all just moved on and sort of grown up a bit, but we're
time never stands still. Well, what have you enjoyed most about the projects over the past three? What's been really good fun? Because I know you did a play as well, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, the play was fantastic and we did really enjoy it, and obviously you heard the music from it, but we also got to incorporate a lot of the tank into English and history lessons, which was fascinating and a really good way to connect with heritage.
Jonathan, Sylvain and Connor were on hand to give a Mindstorm Wider Tanks Run on Tracks demonstration with an amazing bit of kit made from Lego.
The objective was to get around these blocks and get to the other side and over the ramp. So we had the code to get around the blocks, and once we did that, we had to get to the other side.
This is Andy Asprey for BFBS in Carrickfergus.